Okay, any question? Are you aware where we are? We talked about three stories. Those are the way these stories are organized. That's what that's book three. Book four has something like that. Here, we heard about three stories, three subjects. You remember them all, I hope. The first one was that if even by accident you fall there, you don't behave correctly. Why? This logical brain, which is always taking advantage of it. It's opportunistic, that's it. Period. The second story was about that place that we go down there and we become humble by bowing down and correcting ourselves. Second paragraph, book one. Right? Said, you cannot build it. The other one could build it. The other one of you. You are two. The first you is you, living creature. You animal, you intelligent fellow. All of you, your physical existence. Here we are talking about the other one of you, which is not your physical existence at all. It's what you learn. It's the culture. It's the idea of humanity as a unit. That's what the culture is, right? This is the beginning of unity, and we want to talk about that unity. If I'm separated, how am I separated? Simple. I said me. How do you separate yourself? Me, that animal, that brain, because that's what that system is all about. I should say, when we want to unify, we should learn that me should go. That me is opportunistic. That me is the guilty one. That me cannot build my future. I have to transform, to change. How? This lady should move, but she doesn't want to. She will send the gold stuff and things like that because she thinks that my soul is asking for something. Because for your logical stuff, every living creature is asking for something, is needing something. It doesn't know that my soul doesn't ask for anything because my soul doesn't need anything that my body has. My soul is directed to we, that space, that new space which animals do not understand it. Do you remember why animals don't understand the space of the human beings? This is something you should always remember and understand. Because I claim it here and you say yes. Then what? There is something which we are talking about and animals cannot understand. Maybe. Honesty. Aha. Does an animal understand what honesty is? No. Because they have one plan. The system is planned for that. It's me. Not my ego, it's my soul who has the choice. I know the opposites. I understand the honesty how. I understand cheating, lying. I understand these two together, so I move from this to that one. This is what it is. Then the fourth story is a short story about Halime, which means that all these low, 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 low sounds will make you busy and you will lose what you are trusted with. We are at the center of this story. Is Halime. She lost Mohammed. Why? Because when she arrived with Mohammed, there was this sound in this holy place, worship place. What? She left it. Now we are at the center of that story. The guilty party today, there is no one Peter.
Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Mustafa, got news of Halime's having lost Mohammed on the feast, and searched for him round the city, and made lamentation at the door of the Kaaba, and besought God and found him on whom be peace. When the grandfather of Mustafa got the news of Halime and her outcry in public, and of such loud screams and shrieks that the echo of them was reaching to a mile, Abdul Muttalib at once knew what was the matter. He beat his hands on his breast and wept. In his grief, he came ardently to the door of the Kaaba, saying, O thou that knowest the secret of night and the mystery of day, I see not any accomplishment in myself that one like me should be thy confidant.
Okay, what was that all about? First of all, the title of the paragraph finishes with finding him, right? But look at the next paragraph. Next paragraph is about funding and blah, blah, blah. So, he started how? He started that, okay, just from that noises that Halime is making, the grandpa understands what it is. And he doesn't think about Halime at all. He thinks about the superpower in that place. So, he go there and he starts how? Humbleness, declaring his situation, how he is. Yes.
I see not any merit in myself that I should be accepted of this auspicious door, or that my head and my prostration should have any worth, or that because of my tears any fortune should smile. But in the countenance of that unique, I have beheld the signs of thy grace, O bounteous one. For he does not resemble us, though he is of us. We all are the copper, while Ahmed is the elixir. The wondrous things that I have seen in him, I have not seen in friend or enemy. None with a 100 years endeavor would indicate that which thy bounty has bestowed on him in childhood.
Okay, now what? What was that all about? Did you notice what is he saying? He is actually, yes, saying good words and sentences and humbleness and all that, but we don't forget this is Rumi. And one verse he's talking about something that is quite material, we understand. Said, okay, my children are not worthy that much. The second one, he talks about the elixir and the magical stuff. Then he will say, okay, I saw bizarre stuff in him that I didn't see in the enemy or the friend and stuff. Then again, that I saw something from you. He repeats that I understand. I'm asking for this stuff not because the guy Mohammed is important for me. In Muhammad, I found your kindness. This is the connection. This is something that is connecting us, and I cannot let go of it. That's why I'm persisting somehow. Yes?
Since I saw with certainty thy favours towards him, he is a pearl of thy sea. Him I bring to plead with thee. Tell me his plight, O thou who knowest plight. From within the Kaaba came at once a cry. Even now he will show his face unto thee. He is blessed by us with 200 felicities. He is guarded by us with 200 troops of angels. We make his outward celebrated in the world. We make his inward to be hidden from all.
Who is this fellow talking? Suddenly a sound in Kaaba. The Holy One is talking. But what? We know that this is story, I haven't seen this story outside about it really happening to Muhammad and things like that. It's a made-up story. Why? He wants to say something to you. What is that stuff that he's trying to say? Any idea? There is one thing which is very difficult to swallow with your logic. When we are talking about this goodness, you think, yes, it is good, I want it. You forget that we said, this is good, okay? And you don't know what we are talking about. And there is no way that you could get this. Period. Then what? The hope is that it will pull you. Arriving over there is not me. It's something else. What is it? Let's talk about it, understand it. Let's change the environment, bring it down here. I'm talking about the stuff in my soul, okay? The stuff that is in my soul, is it something that I'm looking for and I'm trying to build, and at the end of the day, do I build it? A very good question. What is our answer? All of you are looking at me and you're waiting for a logical answer. There is no logical answer here. It's illogical. Because here we told you, it's not either this or that. Is it? It's yin and yang. Everything is together in this universe. So let me repeat my question. The stuff that I have in my soul, the personality, that stuff, do I build it? Or the environment impose it to me? Which one is that? None of you damn me. None of you damn me. None of you damn me. None of you damn me.